Hello, my name is Eloise Chavez. I attend Hillcrest, but I'm currently doing online. And today I will tell you the story about Queen Marie, who married for peace. Marie Antoinette lived a simple childhood, born in Austria in 1755. Marie Antoinette spent her childhood in Vienna's Schönbrunn Palace. Her education was typical of that given to a royal woman of the time. She learned how to sing, dance, and play music. By the age of 14, Marie married a 16-year-old soon-to-be king by the name of Louis XVI. In order to seal the alliance between longtime enemies, Austria and France, that had been forged by the Seven Years' War. Marie's position at the court improved when, after 8 years of marriage, she started having children. Marie and Louis had a total of 4 children. 3 of those children ended up dead at a young age, and the one that survived only made it up until adulthood. Marie became unpopular among the people, however, with the French accusing her of being sympathetic for France's enemies, particularly Austria, which is where Marie was from. There were also false accusations of her buying an expensive diamond necklace. Those accusations damaged her reputation. During the revolution, she became known as Madame Deficit, because the country's financial crisis was blamed on her lavish spending. Louis had failed to address France's financial problems, instigating the French Revolution that eventually descended upon him. Marie Antoinette and her husband, Louis XVI, were both then executed for treason on October 16, year of 1793. Thank you guys for taking time out of your day to listen to this historical life podcast about Queen Marie Antoinette's life. This French and Austrian enemy battle was a tough and long one, especially for Marie Antoinette, since she was so very fond of both sides. Marie was trying to lead France while not trying to forget where she came from. Even though she was falsely accused of many things in France, she still tried very hard to lead them along with her husband, Louis XVI. This brings us to our question being, what would you guys have done if you were blamed for buying an expensive necklace that could ruin finances that you never ever bought in the first place?